Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Michael Lewis Ingram from Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, continuing our Sci-Fi Fest for the month of October. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.basnism.com. I want to give you a double feature tonight, a taste of home and away. A little known fact, Pennsylvania actually is known for making some of the better sci-fi movies from any era. You know, we had The Blob, The Night of the Living Dead, which you'll see later on this month, and this movie, which has to do with fighting against the foe who can enter the fourth dimension. This stars probably the only time a Miss America contestant made the roster and made it into a film as Lee Mayweather, with a curvy self, gets in as one of the cast members. Robert Lansing, who is one of the stars in this movie, I really don't know if he's Leslie Nielsen's brother or not, but they sure the hell do look alike. And they'll get to find out if they were. But in any event, grab your popcorn, get to the concession stand, and make sure your speaker is working, and we'll talk in a few.
The job of trying to pass a wooden dowel to a steel block with the confidence of a man who knows it can be done. Maybe it will work tonight. It has failed many times before, but driven by an obsession that it can be done, he is unconcerned with failures of the past or dangers of the future. His only interest is to prove his theory. More power, more risk. Now it's steel against steel. Two objects can occupy the same space at the same time under proper conditions. He knows his theory is sound. It's all down on paper, a few precious pages that represent years of research and experiment. But he doesn't know that his obsession will transform a man into a monster, a man whose life will be changed as he crosses the threshold into the fourth dimension.
Arnold, we start with one question. What would Grandma do? Take the right way. Curious.
This is your great contribution to science, Nelson. I think I'm proud of myself, Mr. Wells. And I don't know. The man who's lost every job he's had. The man who comes to me with that recommendation offer the paper is written on. And that big fell on it. Nelson, you were hired to do a job. You have to work on your own project plan for now on. Mr. Wells. Sorry. Why should this happen to me? And it's all my better. I can do a break because I'm good, and this is the result. It cost me $100,000, and then it'll be a few, doesn't it?
Look, Mr. Wells, don't tell me to go. I'll leave.
If you want. I'm glad to see you have some sense.
Don't shoot. Well, I have to do it again then.
You got a pen?
My name's Tony Nelson. I think my brother works for that.
You Dr. Nelson's brother?
Yeah, that's right.
Let me come with me.
Yes, Fred, I understand, but everyone's tied up in the lab at the moment, having waited the reception bell. Thanks. All right, well.
How about dinner tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Sorry. I'm going to the trouble and I get too accustomed to this Prince Charming. You know, from now on, I'm going to try the caveman as well.
Scott's waiting for him.
You know, Scott may not always be the boss of this team. Someday I may be in charge.
Well, if that's what you want to
find,
I'm sure that.
You know, this is possible.
It's building number 3 at the other end of the plant.
Well, I get there. Walk?
No, hurry. Your brother's tied up with some laboratory. He'll be focused.
Is there any of that kind of tree pressing into research? Okay. Sorry.
Scott, you have to?
He keeps pulling stunts like this and one of these things. I want him to love Scott Nelson. We need to love Scott.
I'm
not afraid of it.
Sit down. You gotta go to a meeting.
Hey, what's up here, mate?
Cargonite.
Cargonite, huh? As in car.
If you can smell the descent of what that is, mate. No matter who does the developing, huh?
That's about right, Scott.
You do the work, you ought to get the credit. That more important things.
Oh, boy, you haven't changed a bit. But, my frowning, disapproving big brother, I'm glad to see you. Are you really, Scott? It's been a long time. Okay, I'll leave.
I'm ready to speak. We'll talk later. Anything else today, Scott? Oh, Roy, come on in. I want you to meet my brother. Tony. Tony, this is Roy Parker. Hi. Too early to get it off. Roy's a wife for Dynamics, too. He's perfect.
Oh, that's a good school, too.
You're passing through on business?
No, in business. Pleasure. Not that you call being a work, but...
Oh, Roy, you can wrap it up tonight. We'll start anything about a test one. Right. So nice meeting you. Oh, Linda.
Oh, I haven't had time to change your opinion about it. Hello, Tony.
Oh, wow.
Don't look so startled. I'm a good fairy who passed you through the gate.
Oh, again.
And goodbye if I'm going to get changed.
Miss you.
Not for long. We're having dinner together.
That's your assistant.
Thank you, Tony, by hand, man.
You know, I could work here myself. You promised to get me one of those.
I don't know anymore. But, don't pay for my design. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Oh, Scott, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Hey, dinner's on me tonight.
What's the deal?
If you lend me $20.
Now, it's a nice place for a family.
No, I think it's a wise place for a family.
Ooh, cooking, that's what I like about it.
I see your drawing, Tony. What's the drawing dog on? Let me see it. It's got a little pictures.
Well, if you must know, the self-portrait.
It's pretty good, Tony.
It's a sign of my destiny, I guess.
My destiny sign?
Not exactly.
Why don't you stay here and we're just spending it?
No,
I don't know how many times I've heard Scott's discussion.
Tony, listen, why don't you? I've got something going right now. You probably can't be done. Why don't you stay just a couple of months?
Well, I...
Tony, Scott really needs you. And I know you'd like
to. How do you know I'd like it?
Because I'm psychic.
Oh.
Your brother has a
deep, dark secret past. Come on, Tony. Who was she?
I have that phone.
Oh, no. Tony forgive her. He just leaves a broken heart in every lag and goes starving red. And she said, oh, my God.
John Scott, I gotta talk to you. Let's not decide to leave. I don't want to talk to you. Yeah, I'd rather talk to you. Look, I can't talk now. I'm running this, sir. Tony, why don't you grow up? If the job isn't important to you, what is important?
Job, we're underway.
Yeah, I'll be right in.
I'm not going to be here tonight. I'm pulling out the statue.
Why do you have to leave right now?
I need a lab, some equipment, a place to work.
Why do you have to leave?
God, where are you?
God, I can't stay here. If I stay here, we're both going to be solved.
I'm going to
work. Why have I put it on a slide and shove it under your microscope? Man, when are you going to grow up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
God, you see what's happening?
I don't want a gift. You can't lend me the money. I'm doing it. I have a black boy. Go ahead. Go on, go ahead.
It's moving. It's moving. God, where are you? You've done it.
All right, all right. Gentlemen, and ladies. Last week in this room, I handed out a printed press release entitled Carbonite. And then I found myself in the embarrassing position of having to ask you to keep that release under your hats because of the security reasons. Today, however, and with a great deal of pride, I can say to you, print away.
Dr. Carson, do predict carbonite will replace fuel in buildings, transportation, and so forth?
Well, I see no reason that for the present, the government is more interested in the military and defensive use of carbonite.
Carbonite is your discovery, isn't it,
Doctor? Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. I am in charge of a large research center, too. Who are you here on a team? It would be impossible for one man to do all the work by himself. For instance, the team that did all the final work in the final stages of development and was so ably led by Dr. Fenwick. Yes, Dr. Scott Nelson was composed of a number of young scientists whom we have gathered together here.
I don't mean just lead and gold. I mean anything.
concrete, wood, steel.
Where would your carbonite be? If I could penetrate it with a small piece of wood,
which is impossible.
I can't get any carbonite. But what about steel and an ordinary wooden pencil? What would you say to that? I've done it.
Oh, now you really think I'm crazy.
You just sit right where you are. You move. So either of you move.
Kevin has midterm. Dan's trying to watch the game, and I'm just trying to make dinner.
Kevin!
We should take a look at that breaker.
Relieve them, dude.
Tony! Tony, wait! Please, please, you frighten me running away like that.
I wasn't trying to frighten you. I was sore.
Tony, I'll be honest with you. I don't know whether to believe your story or not, but at least now I know what's been bothering
you. Do you? What?
I don't know.
Wilkins.
But I know you believe it. And I believe in you. And
I guess so. Are you ready to go back?
This is the second time you tried to run away.
Linda, you're my brother's girl. Linda, please, don't. I'm taking the first train tomorrow morning. Oh, Linda, I've done this before. I've taken a girl from him before. He was going to marry her. And I took her and I went away with her. Do you understand that?
I hear you, Tony.
Last month, she was no good. I found that out soon enough. Scott would have two. Do you think I'd tell him that? Do you think it made a difference? At the time.
I know a lot of things about Scott. I guess I always will.
I hope we don't end up hating each other.
Well, here's what you're on your hat.
Looks all right. This is as good a time as any to say it.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Well, Scott's the only fellow on this team who has his own office, but you can help us out. And we won't be starting any serious work until after tomorrow. Now, how about some lunch?
No, I think I'll just poke around for a bit.
Right.
Oh, Roy, what about materials if I should need something?
Anything you might need would have to be requisitioned. Scott's the only man on the team who can do it. If you need anything, just ask him.
Okay.
I'm trying to be patient like you suggested, but I'm no better off than I was before. You may be a little worse.
What do you mean?
Tony Nelson.
Scott's brother. He needs you. You make yourself very valuable.
I'd be a lot more valuable if I had my own life.
Now, Monica. You have more patience. You know, I can't start a new project until someone comes along with a new idea.
Did you come to?
No.
What are you working on? I can tell you something.
No.
But you have got to eat something.
Yes, mother.
So, I hate power right now. Carson, you haven't missed him very much.
Do you want me to tell him?
I'll see him tonight. We did all of this morning, aren't you, just tell me? I have not a chance of radiation. Okay, then why the pain? I got a tumor? No. You have no tumor? You have no brain damage at all. In fact, your brain is so healthy as to be almost... Wait. Keep your breath. I asked you to come back because I wanted some time to check these EEG charts. I know you've been working in close. That's why I wanted you to take this electroencephalogram. I see that with a picture of the electrical impulse given off by your brain, I know when the EEG test is just stunning results. Well, you know, these graphs are supposed to measure the minute electrical impulses of the brain. Instead, your impulses were so strong, and I've never seen anything like it. That's why I ran the test twice. This is what's causing the headache for you. I don't know. Maybe it's your work. In
kept the radiation. We don't know anything at all. Okay. Where do I go from here? I think you should go into the city. Have a serious and extensive test made at the hospital. Take a week, maybe a couple. All right, I can't afford the time. Scott, listen to me. You've got to realize that there's some things more important than your work.
Scott, what is it?
I don't know. I want to talk to someone. I don't have anything special to say. I just want to look at you.
Look at me?
It's a strength.
Is that mine?
No.
Thank you.
Cherish football on venue before football Sundays are over.
Tell me what you did. You feel all right? I'm so tired.
I feel fine.
Well, if it's someone trying to not do well, just use my name. Come on.
Thank you.
Wake you this morning, but it wasn't any use. Are you all right?
Yeah, it wasn't, but...
I told Linda what happened last night. She still doesn't believe, but we've been trying to figure it out. Time you to be coming to work.
I tried to wake you this morning, and boy, you were out cold.
How's it going?
Okay. This whole business has me worried. I keep thinking that there must be some connection between force field and carbonite. But all my research, and all yours on carbonite, has been on the molecular structure of inanimate matter, not people.
Science is wrong, quite impossible. Take the Paris experiment on the lead nickel. You said it yourself, but it could be speeded up. Well, that's what you've done with your force field. It converts the energy of you into a moment.
That's like dimension.
Well, I could see that with objects, but not with a person. If you could use, say, 10 years of energy in a single moment, it would take something out of you physically.
Say, did you hear about Schwartz?
No, what?
This cleaning lady found a body in the hallway this morning, and they can't find Schwartz.
No.
You mean to think it was murder?
No, he died of old age. This guy must have been about 90.
Well, do they know who he was?
No, and that's the funny part. This guy was wearing Schwartz's clothing. He had his wristwatch and ring, and he even had his wallet.
That's terrible. Where do you think Ryan could be?
Oh, Scott, got the coffee. I want to see you right away.
What do you think of Roy Tom?
I like him.
Oh, you like everybody. What I mean is, I've always thought of Parker as being the perfect assistant. Never the sort of man who could forge ahead with ideas of his own.
That'd be right, Mike.
You start opening up. I'm just looking around.
I see.
How are things with you, Scott? Anything new up your sleeve?
No. What about you?
No. One thing I'm just wondering. You know, you have the sort of mind that I like, Scott. It's never idle, never stagnant. And I thought now that the carbonite was pretty much off the ground, I'd be turning to other things. Well, if anything turns up, I'm sure you'll let me know.
Oh, Roy. Did they ever check past 3 weeks? A couple of days ago. Nothing major. I might want to repeat the test, given the slight activity on that. Oh, I just did. Nothing in point of three for me, so we. Right. You're going to lunch, Scott?
I'll be home later.
Notes.
Carson, I want you to know you're not taking this away from me.
No, I'm not taking it away from the show.
No one. No one. From now on, I do the taking.
Yes. Yes, of course.
You thought you had made your plan, didn't you? All tagged and classified. Good old Scott. So what if we do pick his brains? Good old Scott. So what if there is a plan? So what if he goes half blind with pain and fear, as long as the world can have argument? Good old Scott, he won't care.
Well, Scott does care. He's got a man, not just a member of one of your teams. What do you want, Scott? You want money. Yeah, I'll get you money.
That isn't enough.
You want a more important position. Yeah, recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Your name on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I've been yet to be famous. How long can you keep yourself alive by naming things you can do for me?
Please, Scott. Please.
You need me as you used me, and now I need you. Dr. Theodore W. Cardin, I promise.
We'll
be out of this soon.
But I'll remember. I need to look at it.
I know.
But Dr. Park, there's a much more man to say something better.
Sorry to keep you in, just a few more questions.
There's a medical report happened, Dr. Sage.
No, I can guess.
That's by natural causes. Extreme old age.
That's silly. Austin couldn't have been any more than 60 years old.
Yeah, it was. It was. Fingerprints checked with the security workers at the research center.
I don't believe it. I'm a cop. I work with facts. But if the staff wasn't for something that saps the life out of a man, like juice out of an orange. But of course, his secretary told us that just before noon yesterday, Dr. Carson had a talk with the brother. Any idea what it's about?
Could have been almost anything. Carson often dropped in to find out how Scott's projects were getting along.
Well, this meeting took place by Carson's office. Where is your brother, Dr. Nelson? We expect him to come along.
I don't know.
Is he using sex out of here?
No. No, he hadn't come into work yet.
Oh, with it, don't you?
Yes. What makes you think Scott had anything to do with this?
That's why I said questions. How's that?
Captain, why not ask him about the bank job?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Nelson, probably heard about the robbery that took place at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened there that couldn't really help from the papers. Perhaps you can help us.
I'll try.
Well, you're a science. Can you think of any reasonable explanation for a piece of paper, $1,000 bid, that we found embedded in a vault door made of 8 inches of solid steel?
You should tell them about it. You should get help.
I said no.
Does he know where he is now? Look, if he comes back, don't let him get near you. Now listen to me. Do as I said. Get dressed. I'll be over there in 5 minutes. We're going back to the police station.
I want to see Captain Rogers, please.
What is
that? Yes. What is it?
He's already killed two people, and he came out to you tonight.
I don't think he hurt me. Tell me, they're going to chop him down like an animal.
Thing. He uses up months or maybe even a year's energy in a single second.
In that case, he's got to be pretty old by then.
That's right.
But he isn't.
The way I figure it is he's found a way to renew his energy and keep himself from getting older.
You're not trying to tell me that your brother can get energy, time from other people.
Why a young doctor dies of old age.
And how did he get it?
Well, he's not in this fourth dimensional state all the time. You'll have to get him when he's normal. Or you'll have to convince him to give himself up.
Yeah. Get out at all points on Dr. Scott Nelson. Tell him not to take any chances. If he tries anything, shoot to kill. This guy is a wild.
What's the matter? Tired? You? Nah. You should see some of the old geezers. It's coming to that crummy bar. Honey, that's not all. I think you know you're not supposed to ask. I do three.
All right. Let's see if we can find out which way is in. Four more. I don't understand why all these killings. Just the effect.
chances of diminishing, and he's got to kill more people to keep himself alive.
Look, Nelson, I don't know either. I only know I got to stop him. And I think you could give me something more to go on if you want to.
Captain Rogers.
What?
They spotted him a quarter of an hour.
Let's go.
Changes back
It has to be done.
But not by you.
By me!
You're wrong, Tony.
Look! Every hour there are more people being killed by my brother because of something that I made. He has got to be destroyed. I've got to stop him.
Someone let our plans because of the newspapers.
Who did this? Lloyd Parker.
Parker! Parker! Wait!
Now look, it's too late for that now. The important thing is whether you can finish that thing before your brother comes here to stop you.
Well, that's what I'm about to try now.
Good. Oh, there's the security guards.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Remember, don't try to stop him. Don't worry.
We have to increase the capacity. I wish we could find out. Well, come on, let's go. We'll take another half hour.
Who was that? Oh, that's just one of the scientists. Roy Parker.
No!
No! No!
Captain Rod? Yes? Here. You got Parker. Where? Keep me informed. Checking the power plant.
Where is it?
Just approaching the fence. Stand by. I'll send you away.
This slows them down.
It didn't even tickle him. He'll go right to where you put the force field. Maybe we can get there before he does. Let me know exactly where he's going. He's heading right straight into the back of reactor number 3.
Come on. You got more of the materials? Go.
Can't you stop this killing?
I could.
Do you want to be remembered as a creator or a killer?
What if I promised to stop?
What if you mean it?
What would it be worth today? A couple of
It's one of those, and I guess that the end ending with the question mark was standard in the 50s. I know it ended that way with a blob where it said the end and the question mark would form. This is a little late, however. Lee Merriweather was Miss America in either 55, 56, I can't recall. But as a body type, she was far different than the skinny bathing suit beauties that we would see later on. She was built like a real woman. I mean, she had to be like a size 10 or 12. And she was quite curvy and tall. I think she was like 5'8", 5'9", or thereabouts. Robert Lansing? Well, she was 5'9", according to my crack research department. It's been in my research department on crack. But she definitely was a good-looking woman, and she was built like one. Now, as you get ready to go to the concession stands and go to the bathroom and all the other good stuff, I give you a taste of our feature film tonight, The Quatermass Project. This is a 1953 flick starring Brian Donlevy as the beleaguered Professor Quatermass. He engineers a rocket that goes to the moon, comes back, and everything, of course, is not right, which leads to a lot of other stuff and a sequel or two. There was the Quatermass 2 that came out in 57, which was British in theory. It had the English title Enemy from Space, and then Quatermass and the Pit a few years after that. Now, of course, if you like what you hear, you like what you see, commercials notwithstanding, you can cash at me, STRITR, Salty Radio in the Raw, STRITR in caps, on Cash App, And, of course, all donations are appreciated. So let me follow my way to the bathroom along with everybody else and set you up for the next flick. I should mention that tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, we will produce some true American horror. When they give you that based on a true story bit, it's like, yeah, really? But no, this is based on a true story, and it is true horror. So keep your eyeballs peeled tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. We continue our sci-fi fest, and we will break down some other things as we finish off the month. We'll give you a taste of sci-fi and prime time, which shows like Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, and make you smile a little bit with the monsters and the Addams Family, and some anime, which I'm sure will definitely take care of some of our fans listening and stuff. Everybody, for now, take care. And before I pee on myself, let me go. I'll talk to you later.
Anything can happen when you go live.
Bye. Standing still. You took too long. I made my own. It's a gamble with three men's lives. Every experiment is a gamble. The unknown is always a risk. They should know that. Did you know that? That woman over there waiting, hoping, and praying? Not 100 degrees, Mr. Ryan. Still got a long way to go. And that insulation line. It's a great event. And those three men in there are dead or alive, they'll be heroes. Let me tell you something, Blake. They'll fire the imagination so that there'll be 100 men begging for the same privilege when we launch the second rocket. We can't stop it now.
That's right.
This is Mars calling Q1. Mars calling Q1. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Over.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing, Graham. You know what you've done.
I launched it and I brought it back. That's quite an achievement, I think. And those three men. What is it, Mars? Something came through. What? Why is what? Nothing. Coming from inside.
By the hell, near the transmitter.
Q1, Q1. Green, Reichenheim, Caroon. This is Quaterman. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Over.
The only way you survive this is working together. Leaning on each other.
Q1, can you hear me? You've landed in England. We're here, not 50 yards from you. Are you all right? Over. We can't wait. We've got to get them out of that now. Bring me the fire chief. By the way, set the remote control.
Oh, man, you have a happy good in that rocket dome now.
We have to take that risk. We know one of them is alive in there. No, and they're not safe, but you said that's an incinerator.
Tell me what I can do.
Still, 300. All right, what would you suggest? Wait till it's absolutely safe and then bring them out? Dead?
Don't control center.
Hold it. Where's that fire chief?
Get an ambulance moving.
Stand by. Yes. Round up every man and piece of machinery you've got. Move it in there as close as possible. We're going to open the rocket door from here by remote control. When the door opens, when I give you the signal, I want every hose turned full force around that entrance. And you got it? Well, that piece should have come crazy, right in there. You stop pumping water.
Don't argue with me. I know what I'm doing.
Major, sir, I want this whole field cleared. When they come out of the rocket, I want absolutely no one on the field. You understand? No one. So what is this?
We don't know what condition they'll
be in, so you better get everything out. No pinball being because.
Well, now it's up to you.
Keep your eye on me. I'll give you the signal.
Okay?
Set up. Set it up. Let me know when you're minus 10 to pressure.
Right, sir.
Minus 10? Nine, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
What about What happened, sir?
The actor came to the body. Quick, the man up the floor. Where are the others?
It's Risa!
Not there. I mean, I'm out of the rock, even one of the best possible names.
He's right, sir.
The place is empty. It's still late. How much is still attached? They're empty.
How can they possibly go out?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be wasting my time trying to find out. I'll bring the camera down.
You need the door in the middle of the place.
If the door had opened, it would be registered here. No, that door has not been opened. Enough.
You just trying to tell me.
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'll let the camera do that. I'm afraid the camera won't tell us anything.
Are you all right?
Something happened. They're not there.
What's green? What's like a sign? What's happened?
Please, not now.
Maybe not. He's in no condition to talk. He's in good state of shock. He must be asleep. He's got to go first. He's got to tell me what happened.
Gordon.
Janice Roman? Yeah. You mean to tell me we've been living here all this time and you never told me?
I think I can save you a lot of time, Inspector, with your so-called investigation. I have here the particulars on all three members of the crew. Charles Green, Ludwig Breichenheim, Victor Kalin. You find everything there, Inspector. Medical history, personal description, academic achievements, professional activities, politics, and even things. All right, but there's only one investigation likely to serve any good purpose in this situation, Inspector. That's the scientific one. I'm sure even you will agree that between us, I'm the best qualified for that assignment.
Well, I don't let's say we've been given the wrong. Yes, sir.
It's absolutely unbelievable. It just isn't clinically possible that it's an actual response like this. How the blood pressure is staying, possibly more. It shouldn't be alive.
It is.
Can't you do something to increase the metabolic rate?
Try everything.
Okay. I never knew pressure affects the last good long.
Well, without that pressure effect, then any is safe. It is skin.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sure then.
Porcelain.
Yes, and that's not all either. Look at the contour of the face.
You mean the bone structure?
Yes, I could be wrong about limb, but not about shape. It is shape.
Evening, Daddy.
He's coming along fine.
It's only. Give us a sign that he's thinking, that he knows we're here.
He knows, Judith. He knows we're trying to help him.
What is happening to him?
Oh, that's what we're trying to find out.
Shouldn't he be in a hospital?
And to be back to where he should be. Let's go. I can't take this responsibility any longer. I haven't got the proper equipment set for the right test. He belongs in a hospital. I suppose you're right. I suppose you're both right. That's more than enough.
What can a hospital do more than you can do? Would a hospital know what goes on out there in space, on the other side of the air, in the whole world out there, a wilderness, uncharted? He's been there and come back. He's got the mask. Unlock his mind, call me first, go and find it. I know you can do it.
It isn't up to you. I know that brave intention you've been under, but to stop now when we're so close, on the brink of something tremendous, the very fringe of some great discovery, we can't stop now, Briscoe.
Right, it's our only chance to learn what happened to the others.
And a hospital, you have all of this.
What in hospital do they know how to deal with a man who's been exposed to rocket radiation?
Is that, you know, that or the effects of pressure of 1,500 miles up?
There is that, Jenny. He's at 7 times the force of gravity without even a headache.
We know that. But would a hospital know it?
Want to try another time, too, if that will help?
Stay with him, won't you, Judy? He needs you. I even moved into the office to make him more comfortable in that. Would you help me, too?
Thank you for all you've done,
Gordon. All right. I wish I could do more. The solution is elementary, my dear Inspector. Mr. Jerome killed the two men, removed their pressure suits, pushed their bodies out into space, and then linked the suits together again.
Now, what do you want?
Two things. Number one, I want to return these files. Green and Mike and I, Carew.
Very interesting.
Carew,
number two, I want you to give me your solemn word.
I'm a very busy man. I look that nobody ever wins the Cold War. What about the better come over to the other side? You don't want to come over to mine? I don't plan. I'll come over to yours.
Solemn word about what?
That these were Carew's fingerprints.
Of course they were. Everybody in research center gets fingerprinted.
What are you getting at?
No, to be quite honest, I don't quite know this.
Nothing unusual about these.
These are the things that we caught Carew last night.
What about them?
They have them.
Is this a joke?
It is no joke, sir. Man is supposed to be training in the fingerprint section.
Check
second nature to him.
But he's human. Human. Yes. Yes. You found what? I'll be right there.
Well, whatever you say, I might as well keep your company, might not.
Thank you.
Very nice, thank you.
Destroyed him. I brought him back. I saved him.
Saved it for what? For further experiments?
I can help him more than you or anyone else can.
There's no room for personal feelings in science, Judith. Some of us have a mission. You should be very proud to have a husband who's willing to risk his life for the betterment of the whole world.
What world? Your world? The world of Quatermass.
I sent an emblem. The game's essential too. All right, good stuff. Send them to the clinic. But I want them to have complete isolation. You understand? Complete isolation. No one. Until I say so. We tried two different ways of stop. You better each one to as high a gamma as possible, and still it made no difference. Look at this. It's green here. Dark.
Oh, I want to break.
All we don't like in this print isn't understand.
Is there a picture of
it? Oh, there's a picture, right? But you can see how dull and green.
I don't care how dull and green it is. I must have this now.
It could be altitude, or an extreme change of temperature, or penetration of cosmic rays.
I'll tell him that.
Well, I don't know what the old man will say.
Listen, you tell your old man, but our old man, if he didn't get this print, he'd dynamite the building.
That's exactly why you must tell him nothing. Now you see why I must have absolute authority to isolate the room. But every new place in town until something I've been admitted into the clinic, they'll want to know what and what's happened to them and what happened to the others.
All right, you want to tell them, but not telling them won't stop the panic.
What they don't know won't start a panic. You say, but what about the disease analysis? The famous place. What's the next move? Oh, we've agreed to isolate. Is there anything we can do until we know more? Yes? Come, Betty.
Hear that, Mark? Work?
Yes, sir.
What work? Automatic person. Helps in the panel meeting.
The observations on the cameras here to cut out at regular intervals.
Just a minute, get at 1.6.
Lost them.
Oh, that could have happened.
Look at that fantastic temperature. Run it again. New surgery. But I'll get working as soon as possible. Yes? What's the name, please? Yes. A suit me? Yeah. Yes. I'll be able to get it. Yes. Sorry, Miss. The suiting out of the robot.
I just wanted to know.
I'll find out for you, miss. What's the name, please?
Caruso. It's Dick Caruso.
Oh.
He's all right, isn't he?
He's cool enough. I wish I could let you go up.
Oh, no, isn't there a change?
Yes. Hello, my dear. Oh, this is Alex Forby.
It was just getting dark on Halloween night. My
monster they go for us for a fright. You're the envy of the boulevard.
I know what I'm doing. I really want to think of it. Thank you. No change, but no work.
If I could see him, just for a few minutes.
I should be shocked, Paul. But don't you worry, he deals with hands.
They don't leave him alone, do they?
Oh, not for a moment. Back of his nightmare is with him now, and Perkins comes in about half an hour. But Lily doesn't.
Could I wait for the nightmare when it comes off, Judy? If only because to someone who's been with him. Please.
Took us about half an hour. He can get down to the staff and turn left through the door and on the right.
Thanks.
Wait for him outside. And if they ask me, I never told you nothing.
There's only been his name. His name's Tucker, isn't it?
You mean I've
got to serve with that email? Sweet, sweet. Wait, I have to know it before the evening comes
out, David. I don't want
his name. His name's Perkins.
It's money. That's reported, isn't it? Always should be more comfortable. Especially when I'm investigating private.
Room 4B.
Evening. I'm from Casualty. So I can just think. I'm attempting to think of this lunch.
Well, I'm too honest, but you know, you think of one of us.
Who cares? I'm just a bunch of people. How about that?
Yeah, you're going to have a bit.
And I'm going to say we should get some fun out of life.
What's his trouble? Well, there's nothing to know. He's a starvation. He just lies and says. Never opens his mouth. But if he does, press that bell and quick. Well, happy nightmare.
Any special instructions?
No, I'll be sharp. Come on.
Bye. Your wife is waiting for you downstairs. I'm the man that's going to get you out of here. Does that make you happy?
It does? Good. I'll
be there in too much time. I'll
get.
Where are you hiding? What is it?
during all the wars.
It's going to be all right. I'll get you the best thing, the finest one. I'll get you well and strong. We'll make a new life for you. Away from all this. Away from him. Our life will be our own. Would you like some?
I don't even find this to be forensic medicine.
The knife was blown right out of him. Not the body examined by your pathologist.
I'd like a report as soon as possible.
Then I got another one. Pathologist open took a little peek.
I don't care if he dumps it anywhere.
The other side of town. The cop pulled up his trunk room.
That's not a thing.
Stupid kid. You're trying to mess the whole thing in their own hand.
Where did you go? What did she say?
Anything about him. She's a pretty bad kid.
Not about dinner, about what?
The doctor said she may even go out of her mind.
Out of her mind about what? What did she say? Come on, talk, man.
Well, when they found her, she was just sitting at the wheel of a car and moaning. Something about a hand being all gray, with thorns like a cactus.
I remember there was a cactus in this room, and it's dark, and I'm going to stop lying through this chair.
Hello. Let me come again.
Cactus. Please, you mean Karun or Carrier?
is not as a shell of a man being transformed. If one of these cactus plants was subject to the same mutation, there could be an affinity, a union between plant and animal, with the ability to destroy as will.
Multiply.
Yes, but to multiply, this has to live. And like any living thing to live is not as food.
Sorry, we're closed. All right, just a minute. Look, we only opened up. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not coming to a place like this. Leave those things alone. What do you think you're doing?
Are you in pain? Well, can I just take a look? I wonder, did I drop it?
Oh,
no! Okay. Well, yes, babe. What? When? Right. Close up the whole area. Don't wait a minute, somebody's going to be the same.
Now what?
I've got to go back.
You won't just come in.
You just can't do without me, love.
I don't know why you don't come into the office.
You never believe I was there.
Well, thanks for saying I was out. Can you see it, please?
What time, love?
The things you'll do to that poor summer of yours, I ought to get you a picnic basket.
What I'm going on is no picnic.
What about dinner?
Cooking, keep the fingers crossed. What do you think he was trying to do? And I think killing himself. The kids will mix the normal and out of the death in 5 minutes.
What?
What is it? I've a bit of sick feeling. It was something to speed up a change going on inside him.
But Colleen was an engineer. He didn't know anything about chemistry.
The room didn't know.
And the kettle's been on. There's no sign of the chemist anywhere.
What are you even doing here?
Well, I'm being doing. You're not certain.
Doesn't have anything with this customer.
Well, nobody in the street had anything. They're all at church or at other room.
He must have. Evan, come in quick and quiet.
And it's just the truth, babe. One of our own spots. I go back to the other often. All they do is talk about their new clothes and dogs. You don't care about those. about anything. Well, great. I use the pen and go girl while I make the tea. I have never found anything but we do. Look, I'm in trouble. Don't stand up. That's only the old rat living with cell phone. Now, here's this. Sugar, one, two, all right. Now you have a cake. This one, it's all the same. But anyway, I have no one because it's full of chocolate. Oh, you thought you were a rat.
Who thought you were a rat?
What's the same as you, sir? The same as I can say. You look so tired. Go on, darling. You are. Please, why can't I see you take for that? Don't be fussy. We would like you to stay very much. And you may have to keep it all chocolatey time. Thanks, darling.
What time is it? What did I do? I see. Oh, it's doing fine. You can follow the routine to the poor market out there in the office. Yes? Yes. Yes, but yes. What? A kid tells her mother. Yes? About 2 hours ago. Oh, this week. A kid got a dog run by a man down by some sterile exposed to get her. So that to be true. No, the mother can tell you about the next few kids. Deadman said the description could fit to me. Wonderful, that's why there's a police station with Deadman. Thank you, Deadman. Keep it informed. Well, the Deadman alert on Karoo. Yes, I know it is, so your boy can have another little drive. Cover the other boats, warehouses, and bomb shelters. All right, go to it again. It's food, that's what I'd like to know.
Well, thanks for that, Timber. You know, I'm going to bed.
Go home, off you go. Go home, stand there, take it off you go to bed. Good morning, brother. Well, hello, Joey. You know what I mean? For the poor, I'm going to see you this afternoon. There's that severe test of the nose.
Exactly the key of power, no, when he came on duty.
Allowed it to say?
Yes. Here we go. People are seeing outside the end of the house. So what was left for them? Look. Look at that. Complete.
bring the drugs in this time.
That's what I've been afraid of.
In fact, to get this place closed, get everybody out there. No panic, no excitement.
True, they will make some sense of order. You don't see that at all.
Yeah, you've got to make sure that we know what we're doing. Just tell your men to cooperate, please.
Well, I didn't understand what's happening anyway. What fuel are you getting on?
You better say natural causes for now.
Are you, ma'am? Who's home this morning?
What is it?
It's a deer.
It's alive.
Looks pretty horrible, doesn't it?
Take the tumble about it.
Well, that man in our shape of thing to be looked for now.
You'll know it when you see it. Just send your men out with a prayer that we find it in time. Yeah, coming up. Yes, take a look at my face.
Yes. Heaven again? Let me finish right away.
We'll be right there.
All right.
You can find a brick wall for these inside.
What's that for?
Not sure. Not sure. They still have. Hey, Jody.
What?
Yeah, I said I'm sorry. Look at that. It's a trail that was on the wall. Let me have our case up there.
Get the case out of here sometime, please. Use the car radio. Want to call around the entire area and evacuate all public. Get information to check up every moment that's likely to take place inside this radius tonight. Warn everyone not to touch anything unusual and then find in the streets or the garden. Warn the children, especially.
We need to start the program with.
Thank you.
everyone in the Thank you. You want. If I simply by the way, I'd be another prey. One world at a time is good enough for me.
And so takes off Dr. Quatermass or Professor Quatermass. As he heads off to parts unknown, Quatermass 2, or Enemy from Space, will come out in 1957, and the monster that threatened England in the beginning in 1953 would manifest itself again in a different form, which proves if at first you don't succeed, fry yet. Now, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we'll deal with some good old-fashioned American horror and present something to you that you may not consider horror, but you better believe it is. So, drive home safely. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at 8 for Almost Here at the Tree. Good night.